Welcome to the Hope College Athletics Orange and Blue Podcast. My name is Alan Babbitt, Sports Information Director here at Hope College, and in our fourth season, bringing you conversations with Hope student athletes, coaches, staff, and alums, and talking about this wonderful place of Hope College and our wonderful Hope Athletics program and how it's a place of academic success, competitive excellence, and transformational experiences. Here for our fifth episode this summer, two more shining examples of that. Junior midfielder A.J. Boucher from the Hope College men's soccer team, and senior Kara Anderson.
Team manager for the women's lacrosse.
There we go. Thank you, Kara, for the assist.
Of course.
Have been on a wonderful sea trip, and we are going to talk about that and as well as their experiences at Hope. Welcome to the Orange and Blue Podcast, Kara and AJ.
Thank you. Yes. We're so excited to be here.
Super excited.
Obviously got to do an introduction, let people get to know you a little bit. We'll start with you, AJ. Tell us about your journey to Hope College. Where did you grow up and how did you end up here?
Yeah, so I kind of have a unique story. I grew up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And stayed there my whole life. I went to college. My first year of college, I went to Western Michigan. I was close to home there. So Western is right in Kalamazoo, so I was about 10 minutes away from my house. I was always a homebody, so it just felt right to stay close to home. Play soccer there, that was a big part of it as well. I wanted to stay close to my family, have all my family come to my games. And played for my hometown school. So it felt right to make that decision, but after my first semester, I made the choice to leave Western. Western still has a great place in my heart. I think it's a great school, but I needed a change. And so one of my best friends, Seth Walters, and also Matthew Davidson on the men's soccer team, they both were loving their experience here at Hope. And I knew they were loving it because I talked to them pretty much every day. And so I told them, hey, I'm looking to transfer here. And I think Hope would be a good fit for me. I visited Hope my junior year of high school and loved the campus, loved the people here. I made that switch to Hope. And I couldn't be happier right now.
What are you studying, AJ?
I'm studying elementary education here at Hope.
Kara, tell us about your journey to Hope and being involved with women's lacrosse women's.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you.
Yes.
Women's lacrosse program as a team manager.
Yeah, I grew up in Adrian, Michigan. I went to Lenawee Christian School, so a pretty small school. I graduated with about 50 kids. I grew up playing sports my whole life, so soccer and basketball was it. It was my life with my sisters and my school. I absolutely loved it. Getting into high school, I was still loving sports, but realizing that there's so much more of a world out there and that I wasn't in a mindset set to be committed to playing sports for 4 years in college. My identity had been wrapped up in sports up until that point, and so I was ready to kind of branch out and figure out a little bit more of who I was. I was really nervous about that, but then senior year of high school, I ended up having a hip and back injury, so it kind of sealed the deal that sports wasn't gonna be it for me. And so when I was looking at schools, I knew that I wanted faith to be an important part, but I wanted it to be optional. I wanted a school that I felt like still had a small school feel, but I was meeting a lot of new people. And then I wanted a place that would be a little bit further away from home. I was ready to kind of tread my own path, have some new experiences. And so I decided on Hope. I loved my visit. I loved the location. And then my freshman year, my roommate was on the women's lacrosse team. Her name's Caroline. And she was talking with me about how they needed a new team manager. And in my high school, we didn't have lacrosse. I never had watched a lacrosse game in my life. I had no idea what the sport was. So I thought it was ridiculous that she wanted me to be their manager. So I told her over and over again, like, this will not happen. Like, I don't want to manage. I want to play a sport, but I'm not going to. And so one day, Coach Keegan found me at a soccer game, and she was like, you're Kara, aren't you? And I was like, do I want to say yes to this? Like, so she was like, we need to talk. Like, let's talk about how, like, you can be involved in our team with the girls. I need some help. And so we talked and I decided that I would do it. And it was such a big blessing for me to find a place in the sports world again, to be on a team, and to support the girls in that way. So
what are you studying here?
I'm studying social work.
Social work.
Yes.
Okay. Being involved with the athletic program, AJ, for you as a student athlete, what is it about the sport of soccer that means so much to you to invest your time in and enjoy being, what do you, and especially being here on the Hope soccer team? How has that helped you as you've grown?
Yeah, I mean, soccer's been a part of my life for my whole life. My mom was a huge soccer fanatic. She played soccer all up until senior year of high school. She loved it. And so she was my first coach in ASO back in the AYSO days. So soccer's been a big part of my life. And then, yeah, coming here to Hope and playing, it's meant a lot to me. Just being a part of the Hope community. And honestly, like the guys, that's the biggest thing for me, is being a part of the team culture here at Hope. That's been my biggest plus, is because we're so connected, and those are my guys, and I love them all. And so just playing with them every single day in the fall and most days in the spring, that's been my favorite part of being involved in the sport here at Hope.
Kara, the men's soccer program is a very rich, established tradition. Women's lacrosse is newer to as a varsity sport, but in the last couple of years has had put together breakthrough seasons. As a servant leader with this group, what has it been like for you to watch this team grow into an MIAA champion and you know, making back-to-back trips to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I love the girls. And for me, as one of their supporting staff, I suppose, it has been so cool for me to see the girls work hard in the off-season, for them to show up at practice and, like, get to a point where they just love each other so much and, like, they work hard, but for them, it seems like they are playing on the field for each other. They have so much deep love for each other, and I just, like, growing up in sports, I think that, like, success comes when you love your teammates and when you're willing to sacrifice and serve one another. And so to see the girls do that every day at practice and when they're playing their games, and to, whether they're on the field or on the sideline, to be their biggest supports, that has been, like, such a joy for me, because I love them all deeply, and so it's so cool to see them, like, love and support each other, and the success is amazing. Like, we love to win. Like, we won't complain about that, but as in my role, like, I love seeing them just, like, love each other and realize that there's so much more to the game than just the wins, but we love the wins too, so...
We're recording this inside the Hope College admissions building, and it's a busy time with, you know, students coming and looking at Hope. Tell us about each of you, your role here, and what you've done this summer to assist, you know, setting up the next generation of Hope students.
Yeah, I mean, we're both working as tour guides here in admissions. A big reason why I wanted to be a tour guide is because I've enjoyed my experience so much here at Hope, and I just want future students going into college to come to Hope. I want them to have the same experience I've had here. I found so much joy in a bunch of different areas. I found my faith here, and yeah, I just want the same experience for future college students.
Yeah, I worked in admissions as a tour guide all last year, and then Tucker, one of our admissions reps, convinced me to be on summer staff as a tour guide, and so I'm one of our team leads for our 8 tour guides. I take out tours, I help with scheduling and assigning tours, and then helping with some scheduling things within the office. And then I'm also in charge of our projects and innovation within our team. So helping make these summer experiences, especially for us tour guides, ones that can, like, help build our resume and develop us as professionals, as well as having some fun too.
As part of a busy summer, you also went on a sea trip to Costa Rica, and part of a program here, sports evangelism, to equip disciples, that's really gaining traction is a must-do activity. I'll start with you, AJ. What intrigued you about doing a sea trip?
Yeah, I mean, Dan Hesselbein, I have to shout him out here. He approached me and he's like, hey, I think you'd be a great person to go on a sea trip. He went to Costa Rica the year before and absolutely loved his experience. And he approached me and said, you have to do this. And so I love Dan and he's a mentor for me. And so I'm going to listen to him. And so that's the reason I applied. And that's why I was intrigued.
For you, Kara.
Yeah, I also knew a good number of people that went to Costa Rica last year. Dan being one of them, Kerrigan, my friends Marie and Luke, like there was a good number of them. They all encouraged me to do it. I wasn't sure about how my role as a manager would feel on a team of athletes, like playing sports, even though like sports were my life. I talked with Cindy from Campus Ministries and was pretty much like, what are your thoughts on me going on a sea trip? And she was like, you need to do it. I don't know why you're questioning this. And then we had a few other conversations and she was like, just apply and see what happens. So I was really thankful for the opportunity to get to go to Costa Rica. I felt very blessed by the fact that I got to go.
Take us through a little bit. I know there's a lot that's packed into that, a lot to experience, but just take me through something that stood out to you about some of the things you did. What did you guys, you know, do there, and, you know, how did that shape and impact you and transform your life?
Yeah, I think I'm going to talk about kind of like the sports side of it a little bit more. Obviously, I'm an elementary ed student here at Hope, so I love the kids, and part of the reason I wanted to go to Costa Rica was because we had that opportunity to work in elementary schools there. And for those of you that don't know, Costa Rica is huge into soccer. They call it football there. But yeah, that's their main sport, and that was another reason I wanted to go there as well. But yeah, we would go to elementary schools, and we'd kind of be their gym teachers for the day, and we'd run them through different sports. So we had lacrosse, soccer, basketball.
We did some jump rope.
We did some jump rope. So we blew some bubbles as well. And yeah, I just loved it because for me at least, they all loved soccer. Every single one of them, that was their favorite sport. And I think for me, it touched me because it brought me a new joy to see that to my sport. I think I appreciated soccer a little bit more coming back to the States. And honestly, it's given me a reason why I want to be a coach in the future. I want to see kids with that joy that I saw playing the sport that I love, you know, in Costa Rica. I want to see that joy here in the States. I think right now, yeah, soccer is growing, but I want it to get to a point where it's the most popular thing, and it just brings that joy that I saw in Costa Rica. So that really impacted me a lot, and on the sports side.
Did you guys have to work through any language barrier at all? Was it Spanish primary?
Yeah, so it was Spanish. That was what they spoke there. Luckily for me, I took Spanish all of high school, all of middle school, and honestly in elementary too. So I felt pretty confident in myself talking to them. I knew the main words for soccer in Spanish, and you know, aquí, here, balón, stuff like that. So I felt pretty confident at least talking soccer with them, which is all I really needed. So
I would imagine it's just the sport can be a universal language.
Yes.
You know, connecting people that maybe obviously have never met.
100%. I mean, I didn't even have to talk to them. The ball does the talking. And especially playing with those kids, it's the same here as in the States. You know, when you're showing them some tricks, showing them you dribbling the ball, they're usually in awe. And so that kind of does the talking, which is awesome.
For you, Kara, what are some of the, what's something that you experienced there that stood out to you?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we got to do was we took some water filters out to some different reservations in the mountains on the southeast part of the Panama border of Costa Rica. And to me, like, that was some of the coolest things we got to do. The water filters are good up to 20 years if they take care of them well. So we did some sports camps with the kids out in those communities, but we also got to give them clean water. And so one of the days we were up in the mountains, we had just finished a sports camp. It was super hot. We were all toasted. And we were setting up some of the water filters. And one of the girls on our team, I can't quite remember who it was. I think it was Maddie Grayson. She was like, she asked one of the little girls that she was with, like, do you want some water? And or the girl asked if she had any water. And Maddie, for the first time for that girl, could have been like, yeah, like, I have clean water. And so we took them over to, it's made me emotional. we took them over to, like, where we had the buckets of water. Me and Kevin had to go up, like, over 400 yards to the nearest water hose. And so we filled up the buckets, took them over to the trucks, and, like, we got to hold the water filter and pour water into their mouths. And for a lot of those kids, it was the first time that they ever had clean water. And so we sent all those kids home with the buckets so that they could take clean water to their families. And so, like, knowing the impact that we just had on those kids' lives and those families' lives where, like, they can have clean water and, like, the benefits of, like, health benefits and just, like what a gift. And so, like, to take that away, like, we are so blessed here. Like, we have clean water. And then, like, in those communities, they rely so heavily on each other and on, like, the community that's right there. And so, yeah, taking them clean water was such a gift. We got to share the gospel with the water filters. Like, Jesus makes us clean, and, like, he doesn't care if we're dirty and messy, and, like, no matter what, like, we come out clean, and Christ Jesus is clean. And so, just the combination of all those things was such a gift, really shifted my perspective. And as we talked with the rest of our team, I know that that was a huge thing for other people too.
With this youth trip, I know another part of it is you're spending time, and there's intention on crossing up, so you're not just going with teammates, you're going mm-hmm. with different sports, different athletes. Mm-hmm. Students maybe you know but don't really know. Mm-hmm. How did that impact just you as a person, just getting to know different people from different sports and making a connection with them when you're off in a new place and not and totally out of your norm? You know, it's not, you're back here and back here at Hope.
Yeah, I mean, for me, there was no other guy soccer players on the trip, so I was kind of going in blind for the most part. But what I realized is Hope students are Hope students, and that's what I love about campus, about Hope College in general, is that, and it's a big reason why I chose Hope, is because of the people. And I saw that on the trip. I think for me, the biggest part, we all gave testimonies in our time there, and it was just crazy to see that the more comfortable we got with each other, the more time we spent with one another, the testimonies got longer and longer and longer and longer. And I think that just goes to show that we got closer and closer as the trip went by. And yeah, I'm super excited, super stoked to go to the different games in the fall, in the winter, in the spring this next year, because pretty much for every sport now I can go and cheer on somebody new. So yeah.
For you, Kara, what did that?
Yeah.
Especially as someone who felt maybe a little bit on the outside as a team manager mm-hmm. and not an athlete, what did you experience as part of with your group?
Yeah, I had already known a lot of the people on our team, like, through a few people. Like, I mean, AJ and I, we worked together, and then a few of the other people on the team, like, I have known, like, we've known each other, but once you, like, are in an environment where you're fully with people and you get, like, the raw version of everyone, like, that changes things for sure. But for me, like, I came, like, all growing up, sports was, like, who I was. Like, everyone in my high school and my middle school, like, I was, like, Kara, the basketball, soccer, and, like, every other sport I could play person. And so then when I came to Hope, and, like, no one was seeing me in that way, like, I would joke that I would be the NARP, like, I was like, you guys don't know, like, and for me, like, truthfully, that was really hard for me, because, like, that isn't me. Like, I'm deeply competitive, and I love sports, And so going into the environment where I know people saw me as, like, she, like, liked to play sports, but not, like, an athlete, like, that was something that I wasn't sure, like, how it was going to go, because the true side of me is, like, insanely competitive. And I think, like, Kevin Wolma, on the very first day, we were at this basketball clinic playing against these guys in one of the more dangerous cities in Costa Rica. We were playing basketball with them at a park and had this clinic. So there were guys in probably their 20s.
Yeah.
And, like, I was ultra competitive. Kevin was like, Kara, who are you? He was like, I've never seen this side of you, but you're not going to lose to them. And I was like, well, no. And so, like, for me to be in an environment where, like, my hip and back, like, I had surgery last semester, so I was healed enough to, like, be myself. It was so fun for me to be, like, this is the real version of me. And, like, it felt like for the first time, like, at Hope, I was with a group of students that got to see me, like, for me and who I was. So I was a little nervous about it. But then, like, having the chance to, like, have people leave and be, like, I, like, understand more of Kara now because, like, sports is a huge part of her and competitiveness and, like, more than just, like, wanting to serve, like, the lacrosse girls, like, which when I can't be competitive is a challenge. So that's been a big growth for me. So that was super cool for me to, like, have a new group of people where it's, like, you guys know part of me, but, like, here's a lot more of me. Was a gift for me and, like, the journey of myself, but was super special, too.
Your faith, how did this trip help you grow your faith?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing was going to Costa Rica and going up in the mountains. They were so, so kind, provided us with the best hospitality. You know, we went to, I think it was a pastor's
yeah.
house. And yeah, they were just so kind. Even though we couldn't really speak to them, they were all just smiles. And I think that for me, they know where we're coming from. They know we're coming from the U.S. They know what we have here in the U.S. And yet they're just so willing to be there for us in their country, even though they might not have as much. And so for me, I could see God, you know, giving them joy. Like, God giving them joy through this experience. So that, in that way, that's how it touched my faith, I think.
For you, Kara?
Yeah, for me, one of the things that I was praying going into the trip was, like, I want to see more of, like, how big God is, but I want to, like, still feel his closeness, even in a place that's, like, so unknown. Like, I don't really know all these people I'm going with, but, like, I know that, like, God can be the one thing that's going to be consistent for me. And so that was something that I was, like, relying on going into the trip of, like, may I grow more in who, knowing who you are, God, but, like, can I also, like, rest in the fact that, like, we are close and, like, you are my safety. And then same thing for me, like, going into the mountains, we were really disconnected. Like, we didn't have any service, no Wi-Fi. And so in our free time, we just would go and explore the mountains. And, like, one day it was me and Tucker and Kayla Wolma and Callie Kappas. We were like, let's go sit in the river and just explore. So we were swimming up and down the river. We, like, some of the girls left, and then Carl and one of the pastor's sons came. And Carl and the pastor's son went fishing, and it was the coolest thing ever. But we found ourselves, like, lost. Like, not lost, but, like, lost in time. Like, we left, and we were, like, we were there for, like, 3 hours exploring the river. And in so much awe of, like, the world God created, and so much peace, like, and so connected with each other, that, like, when I left Costa Rica and that experience in itself, I have been trying to be more intentional about, like, let there be moments of me just getting lost in, like, who God is and the things that he's given right in front of me. And so through the experience, like, I never in my life, like, in the States, we don't have time to just disconnect and to just think, like, I'm going to go do this and I have no end time in sight. Like, that's just not the reality of the life we live. And so, like, I saw more of who God was in those moments where I could connect with people just, like, exploring and just admiring, like, oh, there's a cow over there, or, like, look at this fish they caught. And, like, I don't know, that was that was one of the coolest things to me that I like keep going back to in my mind.
Yeah, I think just to like add on to that, my mind is just so fixated on, you know, the materialistic part of society, and like that's just what we're thinking about all the time here in the U.S. And by going to Costa Rica, I was able to see that like I want to be more intentional with more relationships, because that's what their intentions are in Costa Rica, and that's why they're so happy. And honestly, that's why we were so happy going there, is because we got to spend time with our team. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think I just want to be more intentional with relationships.
You guys have done a great job of sharing it, but there's somebody, you will probably run into somebody this year, and for you to try to be that Daniel Hasselbein, and with for you, Kara, who would mentor you, what will you say to someone that's like, hey, I don't know, a seed for me? What would you tell them that why they should seriously consider applying for a seed trip?
I think for me, the biggest thing I can say is that it truly changed my life. It changed my perspective on, you know, how I view life, and honestly, like how I need to be more grateful of the life that I live here. And so I guess I just want to tell all the new coming guys, like everybody coming in, everybody that hasn't experienced seed, that they need to go. They need to go because it changed my life, and I'm confident enough to say that I know it'll change their life in some type of way as well. So
what would be your message, Kara?
I think there's something about like taking risks and doing things that are unknown when you like in a such a safe way. Like, what a unique opportunity that it's pretty safe financially. Like, we're very blessed by Sawyer to have that financial like help. Like, these trips have been gone through, so many students have gone, like, it's such a safe risk to take. Like, you're gone for 10 days, and there's so much chance to grow. Like, at the end of the day, you could grow so much, and your life could change. And if it's, for some reason, which we've never heard of this, not an experience that you, like, love everything about, like, it's only 10 days of your whole life, and you're in a new place, new perspectives, like, God is going to do exactly what God's going to do. And, like, if you apply for a seed trip and he puts you on a trip, like, you're on that trip with those people going to that place for a reason. And so, like, there's a level of risk in everything we do in life. But, like, where's the fun in just staying in every safe space? Mm-hmm. And, like, where's the chance to grow? And I think especially in a space for athletes and people with, like, that mindset, like, you've never done anything. Like, there's no growth that hasn't been comfortable. Like, you go and you compete and you do the hard things. Like, that's just part of the life. And, like, that is so filled with so much joy. So I just think that there's a level of risk to everything we do. And, like, God is going to be God no matter what you choose to do. Like, he will teach you all you need and protect you. So that's what I would say.
Awesome. Thank you both for the conversation. I know we have some students waiting to learn about Hope College. We want to get Kara and AJ too, but appreciate you joining us today. And yes, we will be have another episode in the Hope Athletics Orange and Blue podcast here in a couple weeks. But thank you for listening, and have a great rest of the summer. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Kara.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.